Service
safe. Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Nets.
Buzzkillers, buzzkillers, buzzkillers. It's the professor here, and I'm just sitting in front of the microphone after finishing my lunch. Guess what I had for lunch? Yes, it was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like all good Americans, that's what I chose for lunch because it's a constitutional right and a national duty. But another national duty is for me to bust myths, sometimes in these mini-myths, about relatively mundane and everyday things. This time, it's about George Washington Carver and peanut butter. That's right, you guessed it. You may have been told a million times, but it's not true. George Washington Carver, as great as he was, I'll get to that in a minute, did not invent peanut butter. Like Thomas Edison, Carver was a scientist. He was an inventor. In fact, near the end of his life, Time magazine called him the Black Leonardo, meaning, of course, Leonardo da Vinci, the famous inventor. Now, what was Carver trying to do? He was a scientist. He was an agricultural reformer. And his work was based on the strong belief that Southern and Midwestern farmers, many of them African-American sharecroppers from after the Civil War, they needed to broaden the number of plants they cultivated. They had relied on cotton as a cash crop, and after the war, that just wasn't going to work. Washington thought this was an over-reliance on one crop, and that it would ultimately cause economic and nutritional problems, actually nutritional problems, for poor farmers and their families. You can't eat cotton, and there's only so much cotton you can sell. Therefore, Carver decided to experiment with the potential uses of peanuts, soybeans, and sweet potatoes. These grow well in the Southeast. They grow well in the Midwest. George Washington Carver was very, very smart. He was very, very far-thinking, and he realized that growing these crops just for food would be too limiting. Farmers just wouldn't make enough money if they grew them just to sell as food. So he experimented tirelessly to find byproducts and other uses for the plants. But buzzkillers, peanut butter wasn't one of them. Types of peanut butter had been cultivated in South America nearly 1,000 years before George Washington Carver started his work. And modern peanut butter that we know and love and that I had today was developed and patented in 1884 by a man named Marcellus Edson, not Edison, who was a Canadian chemist and pharmacist, and J.H. Kellogg, yep, you guessed it, the Battle Creek, Michigan cornflake guy, improved upon Edson's work in 1895. And he's the guy, that is Kellogg, who made peanut butter really popular. Now, back to George Washington Carver. His scientific and agricultural contributions really were very significant. Here's just a short list of some of the applications he found for the new crops he promoted, right? That's peanuts, soybeans, and sweet potatoes. Just three crops. Adhesives, axle grease, bleach, buttermilk, chili sauce, cosmetics, dyes, fuel briquettes, which are kind of like a biofuel, ink, instant coffee, dyes, gasoline, linoleum, mayonnaise, meat tenderizer, metal polish, nitroglycerin, paints, paper, plastic, pavement, shaving cream, shoe polish, synthetic rubber, talcum powder, and wood stain. It's a busy, busy man. So it's very difficult, if not impossible, to gauge the impact of Carver's attempts to diversify crop production and to what degree it improved farmers' lives and prospects. But agriculture certainly did diversify, partly because of his work, and the South never went back to cotton monoculture. So, as much as I love my peanut butter and jelly sandwich today, I've got to recognize George Washington Carver for these other great things. Adios, buzzkillers. Talk to you next week.